Are there other key environmental problems besides population growth that you feel that Florida will have in the future? Marjorie Carr?
Well, yes. That is, I would think it would be a tragedy if we did not keep and increase an awareness and appreciation of the natural heritage that we have here in Florida. I think what I'm trying to get at is that I think that our natural systems that we have here, they could be replaced by exotic collections of plants or whatnot. Yeah. And you'd still have greenery. I think that would be a great tragedy. And I think that is one thing that we will have to watch to protect these natural assemblages of plants and animals.
Well, and we've got to protect it by getting rid somehow of the immediate plant enemies that are menacing us so much. First the Melaleuca, second the Brazilian pepper, and then the Australian pine. They are coming in at such a rate, particularly the Melaleuca, that they're driving out native plants all the way.
Oh, it's
between
terrible.
Here in Palm Beach, you see great
incredible.
Hammocks. It's incredible.
Nightmare.
We're studying right now the possibilities of some way. You see, you can eradicate the single trees by chopping them down and using a herbicide, but how to eradicate masses of Melaleuca is a great problem, because you cut them down, they come up from the stump and the roots. And also, when you cut them down, the seeds, which are like fine pepper enclosed in a heavy shell, the shells open with any disturbance of the tree, fire or chopping, and spread these peppery-like seeds all over the area, so you'll get thousands of more little plants coming up. You can handle that in your own backyard by ordinary grass cutting or burning. But out in the big cypress, where the menace is very bad, they're coming in so thickly, there won't be any native plants left at all. And of course, you cannot even get a narrow snake in between the Melaleuca trees when they really get going. We are faced with these invasions of exotic plants from Australia, most of them, brought in about 70 years ago, in about 1912, found out. Over here by Dr. Gifford, and over in the West Coast by Dr. Nelling. They had this bright idea of writing to Australia and getting these horrible things. In Australia, they have enemies. The plant has its own plant enemies, but here they didn't. So they took over and are still, they're taking over worse all the time.
Well, is the loss of native vegetation and replacement by exotics a threat in Central and North Florida?
I think the Melaleuca, I don't know how far up the Melaleuca has gone.
It got up to near Orlando, but that last frost.
Yes.
Whumped it. And
I think the frost tend to destroy these things that came, came from the warm
the
parts of Australia. But for South Florida,
warm.
They are very, very bad.
So what would be the main threat in Central and North Florida to the native communities?
Do you have
well,
the Brazilian pepper up there, or is that included?
No, that won't grow up there either.
What about the Australian?
It barely does, no.
I think
no,
it's mostly corrected by the cold weather.
The cold, yeah. Well, for example, to turn all of your hardwood hammocks into planted pine trees. That's what I mean, you know, a forest,
commercial,
a forest, a forest.
For commercial purposes.
That's what's happened there.
Yeah.
Is the vast destruction of the...
Of the St. Joe Paper Company.
Well, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And, you say, well, all right.